The initiative to end child malnutrition was started by the Harvard Global Hunger Project, and they had worked within the Boston, Massachusetts area to look at ways, sustainable ways, to reduce hunger. And when they had done that efficiently, they began to say, well, we would like to look at global hunger itself, and what are the intrinsic causes. So Massachusetts General Hospital partnered with them, and they went to Rukungiri, Uganda. It is the former breadbasket of the sub-Saharan. And, you know, most people picture the Sahara as this dry wasteland, but it's very fertile. And they couldn't figure out why, within this district of 300,000 people, one in three kids were dying of malnutrition. Child malnutrition is the number one killer of children under 5 years old on the planet. Most people think, well, that can't be true. It must be war. It must, you know. And the truth is, when you are malnourished, you actually are, of course, vulnerable to so many other diseases.
These are Harvard students. They don't necessarily have medical training, but they're going over to Uganda and saving lives.
And that's the fascinating part about this project and what really drew me to the documentary. We had kids in statistics. We had kids majoring in sports, but they were attracted to the idea of looking at a problem and how to solve it. Well, the beautiful part about this project is that these kids went out, looked at what the problem was, and when they saw the kids were starving, they said, well, why are the kids starving? Instead of just putting a Band-Aid on the problem, like many international aid programs do, helping these kids get better but go back home and start starving again, they went to the village. They went into the huts. They talked to the women. And so these people, even though Uganda is a semi-republic, they're still producing only corn. And so a baby, after it's taken off the breast at 6 months, would often eat nothing but corn mush for 6 months. So, of course, it's going to be malnourished.
How many kids have been helped by this project?
Well, there are 300,000 in the district of Rukungiri. And right now, they have eliminated child malnutrition 98% within that province. And what's also inspirational about this, these kids worked on this project for 5 years, and they produced a database that makes it completely replicable at any university. And that's why I made the documentary about this. I have a partner, Andy Lawless, who's also here in Boise. We're local filmmakers, and we blessedly got to travel to Africa six times to make this documentary and see their results.
The babies are getting fed corn or corn mush, and only corn mush, and they're not getting anything else to eat. That's why they're malnourished. What are the students doing on the ground to help them? Are they feeding them?
Well, this is why we called the film From the Ground Up. They looked at, well, we have to teach people what to grow. We have to teach them how to cook it. We need to teach them about a balanced diet. And they also looked at the fact that this was a patriarchal system. Most of sub-Saharan Africa is. And so they said, well, if a woman is actually going to sell part of this crops, which they encouraged them to do, the new cultivated crops, what they found was that the men were taking the money and it was not being applied to the children's nutrition. So they set up a barter system. They set up a 20% harvesting co-op in several villages so that in the lean times, there's actually always food available that is not just corn.
What do you want people to take away from the documentary?
To me, what I want people to take away from all of my work is I can make a difference. One person can make a difference. The power of one. The reason we're telling this story is you can make a difference. You can do something different, especially in the university, because here at BSU, they could definitely, any university students could be mentored by the initiative to end child malnutrition and do the same type of work with an existing architecture and be quite successful.